Newstalk ZB, it is now 23 to 6. The huddle coming up, Vernon Tarver and Tim Wilson very shortly, but first, footballers in this country are making a play for pay. Equality. The trade union, which represents professional players in New Zealand, has begun collective bargaining for equal terms, irrespective of gender. If the bid succeeds, it'll be the first of its kind in the world. Former football player Sarah Gregorius is with us. And Sarah, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sarah, can you tell us what this is about? What are you trying to achieve here?
Quite simply put, all we're trying to achieve with this agreement is that every player for a senior national team, so football fans and all whites, will be treated with the same sort of conditions when they represent New Zealand. That's about as simple as it gets.
So what kind of conditions are you referring to?
So at the moment in place, there's equality in a few areas, and we want equality in all areas. So currently, the football fans and the all whites are paid the same amount when they gather together on tour, $115 a day. They have the same allocation in terms of what they take home in prize money from FIFA tournaments and competitions of the like, and they are offered the same protection around image rights and things like that. The main area where we want to elevate the football fans to the same status as all whites is around travel and those entitlements.
Right, so around travel you want business class airfares.
Yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell, yeah. No,
that's fair enough. Who wants to travel in economy, Sarah, eh? Who wants to travel down the back of the plane? But as I understand it anyway, that here in New Zealand we're ahead of the game with all of this, more so than overseas, is that correct?
Yeah, in a lot of respects, we are ahead of the game, and that's something to be proud of, but we can certainly push for more.
Is this in any shape or form about equal pay?
No, it's not. It's simply about sort of respect and dignity more than anything else. It's just about valuing the person wearing the shirt, no matter what their gender is.
Do you believe that the women's team the female team, should be paid the same as the men?
I think when you are doing the same job as your male counterpart, you should be remunerated in the same sense, absolutely.
Salary kind of depends, though, on how much money anybody or team or whatever or individual sports person brings into the game through sponsorship and eyeballs, television, those sorts of things, isn't it?
Yeah, inevitably that is the argument about, you know, how much is the team actually generating in terms of revenue, and I do understand that because it's a commodified business as sports these days, but I think you have to take a step back and start thinking about the other R word, which is respect.
If this becomes a reality in New Zealand, which it looks like it's going to anyway, do you think football associations around the world will follow suit?
I would love for them to follow suit. I think inevitably it's going to be a conversation starter, that they will see what we're doing down here in New Zealand and see that it's they are able to do it, it is sustainable, it is achievable, and hopefully it becomes that kind of pebble that's dropped in the ocean that creates a bit of a ripple.
And Sarah, how would this have helped you when you got into the sport? Would this have helped you stay on in the game longer?
I think you want to sort of create an environment that any player finds it incredibly difficult to walk away from. I think that's what national sporting bodies should endeavour to do, particularly in New Zealand, where we do tend to have a smaller talent pool just based on population size. You want to make it as difficult as possible for people to walk away, and you certainly don't want situations where people are walking away prematurely. So my reasons for leaving the game weren't particularly centred on myself personally feeling mistreated or undervalued, but I think certainly you want to be aspirational in the sense of creating an environment that just nobody wants to leave and they play for as long as possible.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. Well said. Thank you very much for coming on the program. Sarah Gregorius, who is a former football player, obviously, board member of the New Zealand Professional Football Association. The Huddle with Coach.